And there you had Bowdye Tree from the album Dear Calamity Jane. And that's done by my friend over there, Haywood Banks. Are you ready to do it again? I've just about recovered a little bit.
Sure. We'll get away from the serious side. Well, this is a, you know, there comes a point in your life where you realize that your hipness has left the building. I remember kind of the final nail in the coffin was being at 11:30 on a Saturday night, finding myself at Walmart buying an ironing board. And I just said, well, that's it. That was it. Saturday night, and I'm buying an ironing board. Well, that's, you know. But this song, this is, you know, I don't really picture myself as anything but in my 20s, you know, until all of a sudden I walk by a mirror and they go, where'd this old guy come from? And, but evidently, you know, there's other people that have an eye on you and they, stuff gets sent to you and in the mail and they've kind of, you're part of a demographic. So this is this song about something that I actually, this is a true story. I actually got this in the mail, so. Never been one for games of chance. I don't wager my earnings on lotto tickets. My hard-earned dollar stays in my pants, cause I got a lot of bills to pay with it. Remember when I knew when my luck had changed? The day that the letter in my mailbox came with four words that did constitute an offer I could not refuse. Win a free cremation. Well, each and every one of us is marketed to. We've been targeted by Target and the NSA. They know about your birthday and when your baby's due and where you're surfing, shopping, driving, what day you get paid. I knew they had me pegged in a particular slot, but I'll admit I was just a little bit shocked that their algorithm had decided what I would think was hot. Win a free cremation. Well, it's ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Someday the grim Swiffer's gonna swift you up. Kinda wanted to be surprised when I would meet my fate. So I wish they didn't include an expiration date to claim a free cremation. What they charge for a cremation really burns me up. So a freebie is kind of a big deal, for God's sake. They don't give them away to any old one, like your caller number 5 for tickets to see Whitesnake. A sweepstakes van with helium balloons shows up at your door with a camera crew. Oh, there's a giant check they present to you and a t-shirt that proclaims, woohoo, I want a free cremation. Well, it's cinders to cinders and creosote to creosote. And even if I don't win, the Undertaker's hope of getting paid will go up in smoke. I keep my credit cards and checks in my best suit coat. Either way, I get a free cremation. Maybe they have a frequent cremator's card. Romantic cremation for two? Either way, my earning won't affect my earnings.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You know, Haywood, You're left-handed, so you're playing a left-handed guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really hard. My mind is automatically transposing every chord you're playing. At the same time, it's trying to shut down because I'm laughing. Oh, hey, I'll tell you what. What do you think, Cindy? Got to get Cindy over here next to the mic.
Get over here, Cindy.
Thank you, sir. Well, I think it's lovely, and it's really a treat to see you here in WISO Studios. We sort of didn't tell anybody about this. It sort of happened at the very last minute, so I bet you there's a whole lot of people calling their friends and neighbors saying, hey, wait a minute, Haywood's on the radio. Come on over here. Well, I don't know. I'm just deliriously happy. That's one thing for sure.
Well, what a treat to be here.
Well, I think it's wonderful.
Be.
Thank
to
you.
To actually see the... And a sighting of Norm Whitman is just, I mean,
it's like a Yeti. Just,
it is. It's like, it's very much
close.
Like a Yeti. Yeti or fettuccine, one of the two.
So where do you go from here? The classic on the road question. Where do you go after tomorrow night when you leave Dayton?
Well, next week I play it in Lafayette, Indiana. I've played there for 25 years at a theater. Usually every January, but it got postponed because of the weather, and so I'm playing there next week.
Ah, cool.
Just and I'll be on the Bob and Tom show next week, so I've got to make up another song and try to figure out what that might be.
Well, I happen to know another side of Mr. Haywood Banks. You are or were connected with a sort of a children's website and videos and all kinds of things. The geography project
The GeoPirates thing. Yeah, that was a some people were putting together a TV show that involved geography because kids don't know.
Adults don't
know
either.
Yeah, you know, unless we have a war there, people really don't know where things are. Thank God for now we know where Crimea is. You know, just have a war in every country, and then we'll gradually know where that is. So as long as there's oil there, we will know where that place is. So
the GeoPirates was working toward that.
Yeah, so I wrote some songs for it and did my marginal acting in it. And I was – and then they pitched it to people, but TV is changing these days. People don't watch commercials, so it's really hard to fund – you know, a kid's TV show because, you know, unless you have some kind of toy involved with it. So
it looked like something PBS would be interested in, though, because it was educational and fun and very colorful.
Yeah, what's with PBS?
Yeah, what's that?
What's with them people?
Yeah, I know. But it was just really very creative. I really enjoyed I went through the website for a good long while one time. And,
thank you.
Had a good time. It was lovely.
Thank you.
Good guys, bad guys.
Yeah.
Pirates. What could be wrong with that?
Yeah, being chased by... bad pirates, good pirates and bad pirates, pirates.
So, what would you like to do now?
Here's a little bowling song. I don't get a chance to play this very often. So this is called Going Bowling. But the ball was small. Called the mall, said, y'all, I got a small ball. So pack it in a sack and retrace your tracks. We'll give your money back, Jack. I said, the name's not Jack. They said, it's just rhetorical. Story's not hysterical. It's chronological. I boarded the bus and the bus got rolling. Bus driver driving said, boy, what? Bus driver driving said, you going bowling? I said, that's right, Jack. Not cause he's famous. It's written on his jacket right under my name is. Said, the ball ride's free, but you say a buck. Said, the ball looks small. And I said, yup. Wear your ranch pair of shoes that just smell horrifical. Grab yourself a ball and with four centrifugals, swing it over your hat, release it by your shins, roll between the gutters and smack it in the pins. I'm going bowling, going bowling, going bowling, going bowling. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Going bowling, going bowling. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Going bowling. Got the ball to the mall and a clerk named Dennis said, you wanted bowling, but you bought tennis. Then he pulled out a bowling ball, handed me the same. I said, man, this will really improve my game. Said, open up a sack and hand him a packet. Said, while y'all at it, will you take back the racket? Weigh your rent, a pair of shoes that just smell horrifical. Grab yourself a ball and with four centrifugals, swing it over your hat, release it by your shins. Roll between the gutters and smack it in the pins. I'm going bowling, going bowling, going bowling, going bowling. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Going bowling, going bowling. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Going bowling.
Some people want us to just let you play, but we have to stop every now and then, not for your benefit, but for ours. This man is really something to see. If you're a guitarist, he'll impress you. If you're a humorist, he will impress you. Matter of fact, he's got a way all about him. There's no other way to explain it. So now I've had a breath here. You got something else you want to play?
Sure. this is kind of an odd little song. This is how can I say it? This is there's in my generation or in probably in this present room's generation. There were three formative things that happened. And one, it was the Kennedy assassination. One was the Beatles landing in America, and the other one was what this song involves. When I was a little kid in my elementary school, teacher taught us how to hide beneath the school desk, waiting for the atom bomb to fall. Close your eyes up really tight, squeeze into a little ball. Please put down your pencils high beneath the school desk, waiting for the atom bomb to fall. It's a scientific fact, researched at the testing site. A Formica plywood desk will shield you from the atom's might. See the little kids emerge from the rubble, from the blast, 'cause they did what teacher said, and they hid beneath their desks. Mama said, how was your day? As we ate tuna casserole, we'd say nothing much, just hiding beneath the school desk, waiting for the atom bomb to fall. Say a pledge allegiance to the flag, say your prayers before you sleep, rub your apple on your pants, polish off the DDT. For our heroes never lie, and adults were always right, as we swung upon the swings downwind from the testing site. Silly leaders cower like moles in their mountain hidey holes, when all they needed to was hide beneath the school desk, waiting for the atom bomb to fall. Many years have passed, I'm in the back of Staples store, underneath the desk displays, crawling round upon the floor. The associates offer help to find a school desk I might like. Do you have one in my size? The Formica plywood type. They say yes right over here. We've added TV cable docks this year.
So you can still watch Fox hide beneath the school desk, waiting for the atom bomb to fall. Hide beneath the school desk, waiting for the atom bomb to fall.
Very, very, very nice. And while it's humorous, it's serious. I can already tell from my email, probably. I receive a lot of email every week, sometimes requests, sometimes whatever. But there are going to be some out there saying, what kind of guitar is he playing? And it's a Taylor, and it's a single cutaway. So I just answered the question.
There we go. There we
okay.
Go.
You got another song?
Sure. Let me see what I got here. How about let's lighten things up here. This is...
I am a turkey bird, I live a turkey life. I got me 13 turkey kids, a little turkey wife. I eat a little corn, then wander around the pen. Have a drink of water, then it's corn again. A puffing my feathers out, a strutting all around. Come on, check me out, I'm pecking on the ground. Dangly noodle hangy thing, growing off my face. I'm looking good, only thing to say is blah, 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 no, 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 no. My big brother Jake, he always was a smarty. He said when November ends, we're going to a party. Going to a party, I'll be the guest of honor, where they will present to me a red pop-up thermometer. I had a little dream, all the good china, you know, like cranberries, any more corn. I ate too much, I'm feeling stuffed. Blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. Turkey bird, I live a turkey life. I got my 13 turkey kids, a little turkey wife.
Yeah. My friend Cindy Funk, many years ago, Haywood, started to sing me this song. And I thought, you're kidding. And the song was If Pigs Could Fly.
Oh.
Could you play it for us?
Oh, sure. Yeah, your band used to do that, didn't it?
Yeah.
let's see.
If pigs had wings, away they'd fly. Up into heaven, oh so high. If pigs had wings, away they'd soar. Up in through heaven's golden door. Oh, look up yonder on the telephone line, just snorting and a grunting. It's a flock of swine. If pigs had wings and birds had none, my windshield wipers could barely run.
Come on, Cindy.
When it's hunting season on flying hogs, it's such a strain on my retriever dog. Above the lake, I shot one down. That hog swam off, my puppy drowned. 'Cause if pigs had wings, away they'd fly. Up into heaven, oh so high. If pigs had wings, away they'd soar. Up in through heaven's golden door. If pigs had wings,
I I'm going to take a little break here. Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and the Telephone Weekly hosting a one-year anniversary celebration on March 29th at 7 p.m. at the Yellow Cab Building near the Oregon District. Festivities include local craft beer, food trucks, and bands. More information is on their Facebook page. Here's a little brief announcement from my good friend Vic McCunis.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Book Nook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
And today's weather calls for it to be partly sunny, high around 46 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly cloudy, low around 26 degrees. Sunday it's going to be partly sunny, high around 37. Sunday night it's going to be mostly clear, low around 20. Monday it's going to be mostly sunny, high around 36. Monday night there's a slight chance of snow, low around 26 degrees. And here I have in the studio with me.
Snow! Hey,
yes, snow. Possibility, not much. Heywood.
Yow.
It's hard being a student. You know, go ahead. Play us another song.
This is a new kind of modern problem song.
Well, she tried Rasputin, fiddle, faddle, rootin', tootin', canoe, paddle, make, do, kudzu, yin, yang, wazoo, coupon, precious, crazy, spacious, spence, and poop on Daisy, gracious, hot pickle, Chanel 5, yoga, glass, Regis, live, slimy, grimy, bullion, blinkin', lefty, loosey, lumpy, Lincoln, never change your password if you've been out drinking. Princess didn't work, let me in, didn't work, QWERTY didn't work, Photoshop didn't work, I love you didn't work, let me in, didn't work, 1111111111111 didn't work, fickle finger, you're a trash, big a booger, broken glass, orange tang, wild thing, ah, gang, do lang, do lang, aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces, forward, backward, Reese's pieces, uppercase, lowercase, upper, lower, lower, upper, house, fly, homework, can't stake, big jerk, never change your password, never change your password, never change your PASSWORD. Oh, that worked.
Oh, hey.
I'm going to do something straight, you guys.
Hey, Wood, we got about time for you to do one more song.
Oh, okay.
If you like.
Let's see. What can I do for you? This is, see, I played that.
Norm, I've just invited some people off the street in for a show. These folks heard Heywood on the radio and they drove over.
Oh, fantastic.
And,
how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
This is wonderful.
Good.
So we've got a live audience now.
Good. Well, I think in honor of summer eventually showing up. I'm going to do this song here. I ever get this in tune here.
Oh, oh.
There we go. I could have done this while you were talking, guys, but this is public radio. All tuning all the time. Sneezing from the pollen, the chain caught my shoestring, hit the center bar on my bicycle and almost lost my bearings. I love summer, good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet, a lot of sand where the sun don't shine. Sunburned at the beach, in pain the whole darn night. So much skin peeled off my back, you can make a set of Samsonite. I love summer, good old summertime.
I got sand burned on the soles of my feet. A lot of sun where the sand don't shine. Putting on a cold, wet bathing suit. Mosquitoes and bees and tetanus shots in the derriere. Something's crawling in the foot of my sleeping bag and flaming marshmallows in my hair. Drop and roll. Caught a baseball with my face. Potato salad in the sun. Salmonella steps up to the plate. Listeria gets the run. Oh, I love summer. Good old summertime. I got foot sand on the sole of my burn. A lot of sun where the feet don't shine. I got shine foot on the sand of my soul. Something else.
Now they're getting the idea why it's hard to keep from laughing at
One thing I like about your comedy, Haywood, is that you're certainly a student of people, and certain songs of yours, like the Taser song, you heard this in conversation, and you made a song out of it, and I think we have about 5 more minutes.
Oh, okay.
Is it possible to work
sure,
that
I can
one
play
in?
It for you.
And you just were walking down the street and you heard
this?
Yeah,
I was. This is a true story, except for the part I make up at the end. So. And I want to tell people, once again, I'm playing at Wiley's tonight and tomorrow night. 2 shows tonight and 1 tomorrow night at 7:30 and 10 tonight and 7:30 tomorrow.
And
feel free.
Get in contact with you online.
Well, I'm at haywoodbanks.com, and you can also go on YouTube, and I've got a ton of songs on YouTube, too, under Haywood Banks. Haywood with an E, HEYWOOD. This is the. You might hear bits of conversation as you pass through public places. Some loud talker on a cell phone or a tiff at the next table. Most washed by and not remembered, but one evening last December, I passed 2 women talking by the front door of my hotel. I stopped and thanked them by the curb the moment that I heard their words, and said it was the finest line of eavesdrop I'd ever overheard. Their words stuck inside my head, so I wrote down the words they said, and with a hotel pen I wrote then they had to taser her again. Cause then they had to taser her. First time wasn't fazing her. Whatever she did it twice. Who was this gal? Why weren't she nice? They zapped her once. She improvised a twitchy breakdance jazzercise. Didn't get the hint, cause then they had to taser her again. These swirling words did not relent, speculating about this incident, and it's gonna drive me crazy, cause I'll never know the truth. Were there warrants unresolved? How much alcohol was involved? And did her stepson remember to return to the trailer the next day to feed her snake? They had to taser her. First time wasn't fazing her. Whatever she did it twice. Who was this gal? Why weren't she nice? Her hair, it spiked. She spilled her bong. They upped the volts. She soiled her thong. Didn't get the hint, cause then they had to taser her again. No, she didn't catch the drift, cause then they had to taser her again.
Good. Cindy was really getting into that song. If you
know, Yeah, been there, done that.
I wish we had all day to spend here with you, but we're fast running out of time. I want to tell everybody you're listening to Member Supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. This program is Detours. I'm Norm Whitman, and today I was joined by a whole host of people, including Haywood Banks and my friend Cindy Funk, who's going to be following me here just about in a minute with the Dear Green Place. And plus, we have a live audience here that just kind of drifted in off the street, heard you play it. And one thing about you, Haywood, when you play, you not only get into your songs, all your expressions change, and you can just see it, the surprise in your
eyes.
Bad at poker. I want to thank you very much for being here today.
Well, what a treat.
And today I'm going to go out with a short piece from you, and I'm going to let that lead right into Cindy's program. It's Other People's Bad Habits.
All right.
And so till the next time, you take care, and if you're out and about tonight, you might think about Wiley's, or tomorrow night. He's a lot of fun. So here's Haywood Banks and Other People's Bad Habits.